Ephesians chapter 4 tonight. We're going to light in verse number 17. Share something with you for about 20, 25 minutes tonight that I think will be a blessing to you. The Bible said in chapter 3, now unto him, verse 20, that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us. Boy, didn't God prove that out in Matthew's life? And didn't he prove that out in Brother Gary and Miss Reba's life? Amen. He done above all that we could ask or think, according to the power. Unto him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. Come over to verse 17 in chapter number 4. We've talked in chapter number 4 about the unity of the Spirit and then the unity of the faith. And tonight I want to go on down and I want to give you something that I've looked at this scripture over and over and over and I didn't pick up on this, but I want to give you something I picked up on. Verse 17, this I say therefore, and testify in the Lord, that you henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart. I mean, he's glad you're not blind anymore. Thank God. I once was blind, but now I see. The blessed Holy Spirit took the blinders off and helped us to see our condition and see our Savior as the solution to our condition. In verse 19, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. Boy, we're living in a greedy society, aren't we? Amen. Wonder how much could be done in America. Listen to me tonight. If we took the millions upon millions and billions of dollars that's being spent on elections, amen, and spend it on things that it need to be spent on. Say amen. I'm telling you, an election ought not to be about who's got the most money. Amen. It ought to be about the issues and where people stand. They'll make up commercials and lie on one another. And whoever's got the most money, and some people not got sense enough to research, but they just believe whatever they see, whatever they hear. The Bible said they're greediness. And then, but you have not so learned Christ, the Christians, to be different. If so be that you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. Let me just get started tonight. And we'll go on through the rest of the chapter, God willing. Father, thank you tonight for the privilege to be here at Bible Way. Lord, your people are precious to us. Lord, a good crowd for a Wednesday night prayer meeting. And Lord, I pray tonight that, Lord, we'd have more than the crowd in our midst, but, Lord, we'd have Christ in our midst. We welcome you, Lord, in our midst to work in our hearts, to help us to grow in grace and knowledge of the Lord Jesus. Help us to be more like you, Lord. Help us, our Father, Lord, to be obedient to your will. God will give you glory. Father, peradventure tonight, there's one here that don't know you. Lord, may they come to know you. Lord, the sweetest thing we could ever experience in this world is to know Jesus in the free pardon of sin. Lord, we praise you tonight for your goodness. Help us to bring you glory in the church. In Jesus' name, and amen, and amen. I want to give you something tonight real quickly, and I'm just going to go over this, then we'll go back into verses. But I got to looking at the body, the parts of our physical body that are mentioned in the rest of this chapter, and talking about bringing God glory in the church. The first thing I wrote down was our feet, because I got that from the word walk. Walk not as other Gentiles walk. The Bible said in one place, walk in love. The Bible said in another place, having your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. I'm not going to go into all these. I'm going to come back on them. But the Bible mentions our feet or our walk. If you look in verse number 17, the latter part of the verse, it said in the vanity of their mind. The Bible mentions our mind. You say, Pastor, what are you getting at tonight? Here's what I'm getting at. We need to be praying that God will use our feet to bring him glory in the church, and that God will use our mind to bring him glory in the church. The next thing I see is the tongue. The tongue is mentioned over and over, but in verse number 20 said, you've not so learned Christ Verse 21, so be you've been heard of him, you've been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. And if you look at verse number 25, the Bible said, put away lying, let every man speak. So the Bible's talking about our tongue, our speech being seasoned with grace. We ought to ask God that our feet would bring him glory, and that our mind would bring him glory, and that our speech or our tongue would bring him glory. I tell you, there's a song that says, oh, for a thousand tongues to sing. I'm telling you, beloved, listen, what would you do with a thousand if you ain't using the one you got to bring God glory and honor in the house of God? Amen. Look at verse 28. The Bible speaks of our hands. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands. What I'm trying to get us to see tonight, it made me think about tonight, is God wants to use our tongue to bring him glory. God wants to use our feet to bring him glory. God wants to use our mind to bring him glory. And God wants to use our hands to bring him glory. I believe that's why he gave them to us. Say amen. Is to bring him glory and honor in the church. And then the word of God said in the last verse, and I'm not done with these. We're going back up on them. But in the last verse here, in verse 32, he said, be kind one to another. The next word is tender-hearted. God's wanting to use our heart. Amen. Listen, God's already taught us in the Word of God, beloved, there's only one pure motive, and that can be from a heart of love. We ought to do what we do to bring him glory because we love him. And we love him because he first loved us. And the Word of God teaches us that, beloved, if we love him, then we ought also to love one another. And I believe that heart that's right with God, that's tender, will bring God honor and glory in the church. Turn back with me to 1 Thessalonians quickly tonight, and let me show you how the Lord is dealing in my heart. 1 Thessalonians, the last chapter, chapter number 5. Look at verse 23. Watch this now. How many of y'all remember over there in the Old Testament when God was looking for a king? And the Word of God said when he talked about David, said, for we know the Lord looketh not on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart. How many remembers that scripture? Amen. Well, a lot of people will use that scripture as an excuse to live however they want to live. They'll say God's looking at the inside. Let me tell you something tonight. The outside ought to reflect what's on the inside. What's coming out of our mouth, the Word of God teaches, reflects what's in our heart. Say amen. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaketh. That's what the Word of God teaches. Look what he said in verse 23, 1 Thessalonians 5. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. That word holy there is talking about completely, W-H-O-L-L-O-Y. And I pray, God, your whole spirit. See, God is interested in what's on the inside. And so, yes, God is interested in what's on the inside. But look what he said. And body be preserved blameless unto the coming of the Lord Jesus. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, quickly. I'm just laying a little bit of groundwork. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 19 and verse number 20. Look what the Word of God says here in 1 Corinthians. Paul said to the church of Corinth, what? And you know what they were famous for, right? For carnality. They were carnal. Amen. They were not spiritual. They were carnal. And beloved, I believe it's quite possible for somebody to be saved by the grace of God and yet live in a manner that's not reflect that grace. Amen. They were carnal. There was division among them. One was saying, I'm of Paul. Somebody else saying, I'm of Apollos. I can tell you right now, I'm listening to their voice as I said that. They're full of pride. Amen. They're full of pride. And there's a division among them. And beloved, that's not of God. The Bible said here, what? Know ye not that your, what's that next word? Body. It's the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and ye are not your own. Happy day in the believer's life when he realizes, I no longer, Brother Mike, belong to myself. Somebody bought me. Somebody paid the price. And beloved, it's not just my soul and spirit that belongs to him, but my body belongs to him. as well. The Word of God said here, you're bought with a price, therefore glorify God. Here He comes again, in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. I didn't even realize this when I wrote that reference down. Glorify. There's the word glorify. God said, you can bring me glory in the church. Use that mind to bring me glory. Amen. Use those hands to bring me glory. Use those feet to bring me glory. Use that tongue to bring me glory. Amen. I believe it's important tonight that we do that. Use our heart to bring Him glory. Notice what He said in verse 17 again. He said, I'm in chapter 4 again in Ephesians. He said, this I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk. I believe this tonight. I believe there ought to be a difference. If any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. Old things are passed away. I'm glad, thank God. I still got the same 2 feet I was born with, but I'm glad they don't carry me to the same places I used to go to. And I'm glad they carry me somewhere where I never had an interest in going before. They carry me to the house of God. Amen. And I believe with all of my heart, He said, walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that's in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over into lasciviousness and work all uncleanness with greediness. But the Bible uses the word, here it comes again, but. You see, but, beloved, we're not to walk like they walk. We're not to talk like they talk. Amen. I believe tonight with all of my heart we can bring God glory because our understanding is no longer darkened. Jesus said, walk in the light as I'm in the light. Amen. Then we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all sin. I believe there's a difference in our walk, and I believe it's important that we see that tonight in the Word of God. Amen. Oh, beloved friend, the Bible said here, having the understanding darkened. I remember that in my life, don't you? I remember when I didn't understand, Brother Ralph, why my grandmother acted the way my grandmother acted. I remember when I didn't understand why my grandfather preached the way my grandfather preached. I can remember sitting there as a teenager. Amen. I can remember thinking my grandfather or Brother Junior would say, Noe. And I'd think, that man don't even know Noah's name. And then one day, thank God, I was reading the Bible, and I looked in there and I said, you know who the dummy was, don't you? It wasn't the one standing in the pulpit. It's the one sitting on the pew. Say amen. I'm telling you, beloved, my grandfather would get up and preach against the no-hellers. Amen. That's what he called them, no-hellers. Amen. And he said, beloved, listen, there is a hell to shun. There is a heaven to gain. He didn't have a lot of education, but he had a lot of God on him. Amen. That's what we need in this world we live in. He had his understanding enlightened. I think about that, Brother John. I can't help but think about the guy that you said, somebody was in the altar praying for the preacher and said, oh God, eliminate his mind. Instead of illuminate, he said, eliminate. Said the preacher was right next to him praying, oh God, don't do that. Amen. We're all in trouble enough. Amen. Let the Lord come along and eliminate our mind, we'd be in a heap of trouble. Amen. But we do need Him to illuminate our mind and illuminate our hearts. And see, we see the mind. Look at verse 17, the vanity of their mind. Look at verse 18, their understanding was darkened. In verse number 19, in times past, they work all uncleanness. Look at verse 22 and verse 23. The Bible said in verse 22 that you put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind. I'll tell you this tonight. Listen to me carefully. There's only one way I've ever figured out, and I believe it's the right way, to get your mind programmed right and renewed. And that's this precious old book right here, the Word of God. Somebody start me on Romans 12. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies, here it comes again, a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Amen. I believe our mind is important if we're going to bring God glory. Look in verse number 26 and verse number 27. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath, neither give place to the devil. A lot of people says, well, God's people shouldn't be angry. Honey, there ought to be a lot of things right now. I'm talking about current events. I ain't going to get started. But I'm going to tell you, there ought to be a lot of things that angers God's people in their heart. Amen. You say, Pastor, what do you mean? Where would you get that in the Bible? I can show you where a Savior was angry. A Savior that never sinned. He went into that temple. They had made the house of prayer. The Father's house is supposed to be a house of prayer. They had made it a den of thieves. And honey, he turned them tables over and he drove them out of the house of God. Amen. He didn't give up and give a speech and say, y'all please leave. He made a scourge of small cords and he drove them out of the house of God. That's a side of God and a side of Jesus that this liberal world wants nothing to do with. But they're going to meet him one day after a while. Amen. That's called righteous indignation. That's what that's called. Amen. The Bible said that God is angry with the wicked every day. Amen. I'll tell you, beloved, listen. The Bible's talking about our feet bringing him glory. Our mind bringing him glory. I thought about yesterday. We got to see Brother Joe for a little while. And Brother Joe's very unsteady on his feet. I said, Brother Joe, use that cane. I said, don't fall and hit your head. He said, oh, if I hit my head, I'll be just fine. Yeah. And you know what I told Brother Joe? I said, Brother Joe, I've been saying it for years. I'd rather have a man that's hard-headed than one that's hard-hearted. Amen. And God knows he ain't hard-hearted. Say amen. But he must know he's hard-headed. Amen. Well, his daughter surely knows he's hard-headed. Amen. You try to tell him something, he just don't want, he don't want to listen. I guess anybody's been in the world 95 years that can make up her own mind about things. Amen. But anyway, I appreciate Brother Joe and the good mind God's given him. He sings that song, Two Coats. That's exactly what's being portrayed here in the Scripture. Take off that old man and put on that new man that's created in the image of God. Amen. Then our tongue. Look in verse 20 and 21. The Bible said you've heard and been taught by him as the truth is in Jesus. You say, I don't see the tongue there. Let me help you. Back up to verse 15. Speaking the truth in love. Beloved, it's the truth that this world needs. And it needs to be spoken. But it needs to be spoken in the right tone. And it needs to be spoken with compassion. And it needs to be spoken in love. Amen. And I believe that that will help others to come to know Christ as their Lord and as their Savior. If you look in verse number 25 here, put away lying and speak every man, here I underlined it again, truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. If you look at verse 29, he said here, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. God's interested in our hands. He's interested in our mind. He's interested in our feet. He's interested in our tongue. And what we're saying to one another. He said, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that word means to build up, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. I'm telling you tonight, if God doesn't take a hold of our tongue, the tongue will tear down. But if God's got a hold of our tongue, the tongue will build up. It will edify, and it will bring honor, and it will bring glory to the Lord. Look at verse 28. We've talked about our feet a little. Our mind, our tongue, look at our hands in verse number 28. It was a happy day in my life when I realized this. God doesn't want me just to support my own family. God wants me to work with my hands that I might have to give to him that needeth. Do y'all see that there in the Scripture? Look at it here. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands, the thing which is good, that he may have to give to him that needeth. I stopped and saw my neighbor today, and she's in her 80s. I'm not sure how far up in her 80s. She lost her husband probably 20 years ago. And she's a good woman. And he was a good man. He was just a wonderful neighbor, Brother Doug Cooper. But I stopped and saw her a while ago. And sometime today, I can't remember exactly what time it was today. I think it was this morning, actually. But anyway, I stopped and saw her. In the end of her house, I don't know if y'all know what it looks like on white siding. Like, I don't know if it's just the road dirt and the road dust. I guess some of it's probably algae because that's the side that don't get the sun to way up in the day, down in the evening. I don't know what all's on the end of her house, but I know this. When she was able, she kept that house spotless. I said spotless, inside and out. And she's still doing the best she can. I stopped a while ago and I said, Sister Betty, I said, I'm going to bring a pressure washer down, honey. I said, I found a chemical last year. It's called 30-second cleaner. I've never been able to find anything to do my gutters and make them turn white again. But I mixed that up and I sprayed it on my gutters, sprayed it on my overhang and my windows. It done a good job. I said, honey, I think it'll clean it up. I said, I'm going to bring a pressure washer and I'm going to clean that end of the house up. I said, in the spring, I'll be back. That's the bad part right now. I said, we'll do the whole thing. And she said, well, I'll take care of you. I said, remember what I told you? The last time I done something for her, she said, I'm going to pay. I said, no, I'm not interested in being paid. I said, what I want to do is just sow some seed. So when I'm gone, maybe somebody will bring in hands around Brother John to help my wife. Say amen. You say, Pastor, you ain't got no business thinking like that. I think I'm thinking right. Say amen. It ain't about a stinking dollar bill. Amen. It's about a heart of love to help one another. Amen. Let him that stole steal no more. You see, I don't know how many more years these hands have got, but whatever they've got, I'd like for them to bring honor and glory to the God of heaven in his church. Amen. I believe it's important, don't you? Watch this now, our hearts. Watch this, and I'm done. The Bible said in verse number 30, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you're sealed until the day of redemption. And then the Bible said, let all bitterness, here comes that speech again, that bitterness would be in the heart, wrath, that'd be in the speech, anger, clamor, evil speaking, be put away from you with all malice. You see, malice is intentional. Every one of us will slip up and say things. Say amen. We may even hurt somebody's feeling, Brother Justin, not on purpose. And dear God, if I ever hurt your feelings, you come to me and say, Pastor, you hurt my feelings. Amen. Now, if you're asking me to change or trim the message, forget it. If it come out of the Word of God. But if I said something, amen, in jest or whatever, and it hurt your feelings, I promise you I'm man enough to say, I'm sorry. Forgive me, brother. Forgive me, sister. You say, Pastor, why is that important? Because we cannot bring him glory in the church without doing that. The Bible said here, and be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake. You ever heard somebody say something like this? Well, I just can't forgive them. Boy, I'm glad Jesus didn't say that to me. The way I look at it, there's nothing anybody could do that I couldn't forgive them for in the person of Christ after what he has forgiven me. The Bible said, be kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. Let me leave you with this thought tonight. Here we go. We got the feet, we got the mind, we got the tongue, we got the hands, and we got our hearts, all in this text right here. All of them. My mind, my hands, my feet, my speech, my heart. Every one of them going to do one of two things. But Mike, they're either going to bring God glory or they're going to bring him grief. Now you think about that for just a moment. These hands can bring my Heavenly Father grief. This mind can grieve the Holy Spirit of God. These feet can grieve the Holy Spirit of God. This heart can grieve the Holy Spirit of God. Would somebody help me tonight? You say, Pastor, you really believe that even the body is important? I have to believe that. You say, why do you have to believe that? Because that's what this book teaches. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are, not will be one day, but if you've already been saved, you've already been bought with a price, they already are the Lord's. How many guys you come tonight? Thank you for coming.